Thank you, Dennis, for leading that song. We did not coordinate beforehand, but that worked perfectly. Thank you. You are where you are and have what you have today because of everything you have been and done up to this point, both physically and spiritually. If you expect to have something better in the future, other than what you have or will have on your current course, you must change who and what you are today. Spiritually speaking, if our goal is to reach heaven, all of us, if left to our own devices, are not going to work out too well for ourselves. It's just not going to work. The Apostle Paul understood this. In Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, he says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live," not Paul, "but Christ who lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who gave himself for me." Who loved me and gave himself for me. So the question is then asked, okay, we don't need to be ourselves, but how are we crucified? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 tells us. Acts chapter 2, and verse 37 shows us an example of such. But then the next question is asked, how are we still alive? Romans chapter 6, and verse 4 says, "We are buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." We will have a new life upon baptism. Verse 8, "Now if we have died with Christ," which is what baptism after hearing the word is, "we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God." And that is our call, to live to God, for God. "So you also must consider yourselves." See, it's not a physical death, it's a spiritual death. "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." So you ask the question, but this Jesus fellow got himself killed for his actions and his teachings. Please do not be so nearsighted. The story doesn't end there. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." If you understand that right there, you understand that the joy was not the cross. There was nothing joyful about the cross. It was what came after. "He despised its shame, but is now seated at the right hand of God." That's the joy. His goal was heaven. He made it. Point to be made here is heaven is forever, but this earth is not. We will end and it will end. So what about us? If we have been baptized into his death and raised to walk in that newness of life, Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 says, "Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind me and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." We can reach heaven, but we have to do it His way. We have to do it by putting Him on, by being more than we are. by becoming who and what it takes to get there. Disciples of Christ. I tell you, some of you have heard this. You might think it applicable when I can speak English or not. The pain of change is small compared to the pain of regret. You can either change to be like Christ, or you can stay the same. But we as Christians find in the Bible, a place called hell. And that is the pain of eternal regret. Please do not make that choice. If you have need to answer the invitation this evening to begin your journey to heaven by putting on Christ, please come. If you have need to re-enter that journey, we are here to help you, pray for you, and with you as your brothers and sisters in Christ. These things we ask and pray as we stand to sing.